That's the only thing I'm nervous about. Like, I'm wondering if, like, if it affects my gums at all. Like the Rogue. I mean, I hope not.
They all affect your lungs and, or, oh, your gums.
Gums, yeah. You think?
I mean, they're doing something.
I know.
It's getting in there.
That's the problem. You keep thinking, like, maybe this will do nothing and give me everything. And it's like, mm-mm.
You got to just quit nicotine.
I know. I know. I was out for a little while, and then it just keeps like, I'm like, it's spinning plates. It's like, I go back to vape, then I got the Rogue, but I'm never like without it.
I'm vape queen, which is disgusting, but I got this sinus infection, which was diagnosed, thank you so much, by people who watched this podcast.
They diagnosed your sinus infection via pod?
Well, I was recording a solo one just by myself about OCD, and I was like, my face is, yeah. And my face was all fucked up, and I was like, I've been sick for 2 weeks, and I don't know what's going on. It's allergies, but it's like pressure, and somebody's like, you have a sinus infection. And then I realized that for a week, I'd been trying to find what on me smelled like dirty sponge.
Oh.
So now I'm on antibiotics, and I feel much
from inside
better.
The house.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, because you were saying how shitty you felt. You're like, I just feel sick. You were saying that like a couple days ago.
Yeah.
Like, I'm just not well. And you weren't.
I think that I was sick, like a normal sickness, and then I think Coyote kept being really attracted to the snot in my nose and sticking her tongue in my nose.
And you'd let that happen?
I would stop it after a second. Yeah, I'd be like...
You do it one more time?
Stop. Yeah. I'd be like, stop, whoa. It's like that.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And then I got sinus infection. But also I just get sinus infections. I think it's because they took out my adenoids as a child, and I think you might need those.
I had my adenoids were taken out too.
You get sinus infections?
Nope.
Why
but you know what? You know what happens? My dog doesn't lick my face.
You don't have a dog. You have disgusting cats.
I have one cat.
Cats
the other
are
cat
gross.
Died. They are gross, but so are dogs. They're all gross, right?
No.
What makes a cat grosser than a dog? They shit inside.
Let me show you a picture really quick.
Don't. What are you doing?
Yeah.
Was it toxoplasmosis? I know about it. I probably have it. I feel good.
This is how we woke up today.
Right, but what is the? What does that have to do with it? My cat being gross?
This is, look at that. That your cat doesn't do that.
It does.
Look at that.
Yeah, my cat does it. My cat is morbidly obese, and it's so cute. The doctor said you have to get it to lose weight. I'm like, I can't.
You got to feed it
less.
It's
too cute. No, I'm just going to let it be fat. Why not?
I think it's uncomfortable to be fat. You've been fat before. It was uncomfortable.
Mm. Yeah, but she loves it, though. She's a cat. She doesn't know what's going on.
Is she an indoor cat?
Yeah. Let her get
fuck
fat.
It. Totally.
I want to fill up the house. Just,
yeah.
Just be tremendous. Like
she can't go outside.
Like what's eating Gilbert's grape? You ever see that? What's eating Gilbert grape? Like I want her to be the size of the mom. And then there's a
That's
house
why
fire.
Leonardo DiCaprio fucks young women. I mean, his first role, he was so young and being. I mean, he was young playing.
Right. Yeah. And I wasn't sure if we're gonna let
demonetization. Harry, bleep that so we don't get to... We're not even monetized. I don't even know how to press the monetize button.
Yeah, press the button.
Yeah, press the button.
Fucking jerk. Just making.
Thank you so much to Angela Wooten who made this amazing backdrop. It's beautiful.
Do you want to talk about yesterday?
Or
do
what
you
happened yesterday?
We could be evergreen and not talk about it.
What does evergreen mean?
It's forever. It works forever. So there's no references to like date the... episode, so you can't be like.
But how come when you do comedy, they're like that was really evergreen? I thought
because
they said
it's a universal.
Evergreen.
It's a universal thing.
I thought it meant new.
No.
Really?
Yeah.
If you say that comic's evergreen.
Yeah, it just means that it's
like
gonna last a while. Yeah.
Oh, I thought it meant they're brand new.
Yeah, I thought several meant seven for, like two, like a long time.
No way.
Yeah, I was like, oh, seven of things. I'll have several things, and it's like 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7.
I'd say several is. 3 to 4.
You're right, and you'd be right. Yeah, yeah, that's good.
I'd say a few is 3.
I wouldn't go that far.
I think few is 3.
Oh, yeah, I think a few is 3. Yeah, I'll have a few.
I mean, if you said, can I have a few M&Ms, and I gave you less than 3, crazy.
Yeah, I'd be like, what's wrong with Jordan, and what did I do to her?
Yeah.
I'd be like kind of pissed.
But if you were like, can I have several M&Ms, and I give you 3, also rude.
But also like, no, I feel like you would, then I'm like, she knows what several means.
Okay.
I did get
if
what
I gave
I
you 7,
for.
Would you be like,
I knew it was 7.
Okay, yeah, yesterday
I don't know. It's up to you.
We have to talk about it.
Yeah. I don't know.
Well, let
know.
Me just
what's
introduce
your, what's your
you.
Mood? Do you care?
This is Peter Ravello.
Hi.
Amazing comic.
Mm.
he is very good. We came up together.
Yeah, that's true.
And
that was fun.
Yeah.
Doing open mics and stuff.
Doing open mics. A lot has changed.
Yeah.
Lot has changed. You quit drinking. I quit drinking.
That's true.
You started drinking. You quit drinking again. I started drinking. We quit drinking again.
Yeah.
Then we quit drinking, and now we quit drinking.
That's usually how it takes a couple of tries.
Yeah.
If you're thinking about
you got drinking. Married, you quit your job.
Yeah.
We were blue collar comics. We were the blue collar comics.
I still have one foot in. I'm always like, God, those moving trucks are just
you
a couple days away. Thank God, no. But it's like every time I see a truck in the city, I'm like, these poor bastards.
I know, same.
Yeah.
I saw my old boss like schlepping 2x4s the other day and was like, God.
I know. And you're like guilty almost. You're like,
he fired me, so I was happy.
Oh, he fired you? Yeah. Were you good at your job?
He realized Mexicans can do a lot better job.
God damn it. They're good.
I mean, they're incredible.
They're good.
And then I started a business where I just hired Mexicans. And it was a woman-owned business. Perfect. Perfect. They were so fast.
We hire everybody.
They survive off Gatorade. It's incredible.
Yeah. And you know what? I had some fellas, from south of the border doing work on my house. And there was never a porta potty. And they like gutted the whole place. And you think to yourself, why are you going to the bathroom? You know what I mean?
Well, my
where
friend caught one.
Caught one?
Yeah.
What does that mean?
In a trap.
Are you the man?
He was trying to find where this raccoon was living. And so he set up a camera.
I mean, we're talking about a Mexican fella.
No, no. A raccoon.
Okay.
And then he found the raccoon, but then he also found the laborer peeing in the basement.
Yeah. But where did they go number two? That's what I never asked.
I think they hold it because they don't drink
no
water.
No way. They were there for like 12 hours eating Chinese food. There's no way they're just, yeah, that's right. They don't just eat Mexican food, Jordan. Sometimes you know what?
It was only rice and beans. Yeah. That was crazy that
fellas,
you said
I knew
that.
You cut the tortillas up real small and put soy sauce on there. What's that about?
That's like the joke of what a baby cows drink. Or what do cows drink? Yeah.
Milk?
Water. That's like that. What do Mexicans eat? Chinese.
Chinese food.
Bigot.
Sometimes. Yeah.
No, but Trump won. Here's the way I look at it.
You're like, whatever.
I was like going a little bit into the centrist entry point.
You were delving. You were experimenting with centrism.
I was benefiting from centrism.
Okay.
Because I was in a relationship with a libertarian who hated me. No. And anytime I said anything that was like...
Right. We need Social Security. And he's just fucking idiot.
You get Pavlovian trained. If every time you said to me, like, the Electoral College is bullshit, I just didn't talk to you for 3 days, you'd be like, maybe trans people are a little out of control.
Well, I just think... That, I don't know. I have so much... I'm just, like, angry at, like... Really, a lot of people, like not even just the people who voted for Trump. If you want to vote for Trump, fine. But like the Democrats, like, you're losers. You guys are losers. And I'm like, oh, I'll vote for you. But I said, lose. You guys are losers. You know, and it's like, I guess.
The crying posts.
It's all.
Has to stop.
It's embarrassing.
That's making us look very bad.
Well, also like from like a male, like I'm like a somewhat masculine kind of fella, you know, to work with my hands and did this all. But I'm like, I can't. Where is that in the Democratic? They got Tim Walz. They pulled him out of fuck. I don't know where. Like a Dick's Sporting Good. And they're like, look at him. Look at him. He fishes and hunts.
Yeah.
And you're like,
he's cool though.
He did seem okay, but I just like, where is the? There was like no. Just the messaging sucks. They're losing people,
also
and it's like
so
blaming
many Democrats that I came up with like in Ithaca that are like exactly LL Bean. Democrats where it's like they have a canoe and they're it's like my dad used to talk about Rambo and Rainbow, how they're like two guys who live on opposite sides of the river, both of them want to be left alone,
right.
They just want, you know, Rambo wants to have his guns, Rainbow wants to have his drugs, and they're like the same guy,
right?
We do need a bit of a Rainbow,
yeah,
who's almost Rambo.
Yeah,
and that was Bernie.
Yeah, I know. And it's like, yeah, I know, it's but it's just so frustrating. Like, how do you like, again, you lose.
The problem
again?
Is the Molotov cocktail thing. I mean, that's what my friends were saying. Is they were like, establishment Democrats are constantly participating in a you know, the archaic form of fucking the poor to feed the rich. And if we throw a wild card in, like even Shapiro was like, Trump is a wild card, which has proven to be helpful because people don't know what we're going to do. And I'm like, Trump is not a wild card. He is mentally retarded.
There's something
there
to
are
it.
Wild cards. For example, I don't know. What if something crazy like a woman? Never had one of those. That could be wild. You know what I mean?
But does like, that bother you, though, as like a woman? Yes, like every time they just like, how about a lady? And everyone's like, no.
They go like this. How about somebody whose campaign seems literally satanic?
Right, right, right.
It's like they're going to be like, I mean, Elon Musk had a whole ad for him that was like, it looked like Satan worship.
That's what I understand too. Like people are like, I just don't like what happened. Like, I just feel like it's like bizarro world. Like all of a sudden we're like young people like, yeah, get them billionaires. Did you see like Elon Musk being like, USA,
yeah,
USA. You're like, do you hear how you sound? You foreigner, you know, USA. And you're like, and you're such a fucking dweeb.
That's a perfect impression.
He's such a dweeb.
He's such a dweeb. And he gets on stage with it, like dancing like this with his like belly showing. And like
how
a,
cool. You're like, am I crazy? We would have beat him up in high school. But now it's like, oh, but he has $1 billion. And everyone's like, oh, that's so cool. That's so.
What is that?
I don't know. It's
and
fucking
Shapiro
lame
is
as
the
shit.
Most punchable human being on the planet.
It's a lot of those guys. And it's for some reason. But it's like Elon Musk, especially. People just like, isn't he fun? Yeah, it tells
him
like
is
it is.
Fully insane.
His eyebrows don't move. He doesn't.
There's
he
something
can't,
wrong with him.
He
he's
can't
not
emote from here. And he's like gacked to the gills. And I'm just like, and I was like, that's sick. And like, and I don't think people. I just don't get it.
But like, how did they choose such a like when Obama was president, it was like, oh, this man has like a face. You can see his bones and then the skin on the face. Like Trump and Elon, you're like,
put
there's
that
something
on like a
missing.
Campaign
yeah.
Obama. He has bones.
He has bones, dude. Elon might
people,
not have bones.
People
it's
say.
Likely he doesn't have bones.
Yeah.
He's like a fleshy, weird, like you're like, I can't quite. It just seems very. If there is lizard people,
right.
They're doing it great.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. And also, I thought it was funny too. Like with Biden and like the lizard people, you know, conspiracy that kind of quieted down when he was in office. Yeah. They were like, nah, that's a guy.
Yeah. Totally.
That's an old man. A guy. I don't think that's a lizard. I think it skips.
Yeah, we
it
know
skips
that
a generation.
We all have one of those guys. Yeah. The guy who's just sniffing you, and you're like, no sniffing, Joe.
Yeah, no sniffing. Yeah. Okay. But I just, and then it's like, okay, so then, all right, fine. You want to, whatever. But just even like age alone, we're going back. We're running it back. We're doing back to back 80-year-olds.
It's crazy.
And people act like Trump's like this. He's like a spring chicken. One was a freshman, one's a senior in high school, and everyone's just like, but you know, he's so much younger. He's 78.
Cool. He did, cool. I listened to Joe Rogan's yesterday, Joe Rogan's podcast with him. And it was like, I will say, Joe Rogan was saying stuff that I was like, okay, he's actually like trying to get to the bottom of, like he would be like, it, you know, health and nutrition is really important for kids who are growing. And Trump would be like, I golf multiple times a week, and yeah. It every single time would bring it back to his own life and be like, well, I'm a New Yorker, and everything that Trump said was like describing his own, like exactly like the aunt that you know that's like, well, I'm a Gemini and also the youngest. That's exactly what he sounds like. So it's like totally tone deaf.
Yeah.
And then they were like, okay, megalomaniac who's literally been a, you know, cameo on WWE or the most boring politician ever, and they're like, not that person, and you're like, it has to be because she's a woman. Yeah, there's no, she's the most boring. Joe Biden over her.
It's also funny too, like Democrats like, we got Latinos, and it's like, you don't, like I don't think people realize either, like I think like what liberals and Democrats have really banked on, it's like, no, like Muslims, Arabs, Latinos, they're not like conservatives, like no,
yeah.
They are. They all come from like strict Catholic background.
Yeah.
Muslim, same thing. Not a lot of equality amongst men and women in those things. And I just hate religion. It makes me hate it. I was like softening up for a little while, you know, your beliefs inspire. You're an adult. You're a fool.
You're an adult. And you know it's not real. You know it. I don't believe you when they say, when people are like, I'm religious, I'm like,
no, you don't.
But you're not.
I don't really think you believe. And what scares me is when people go like, well, what stops you from murdering people? It's like, I don't want to murder people.
Well, that's the whole thing where Jordan Peterson is like, you need
crazy.
The moral,
you don't.
The morality. You don't. If I stabbed you right now and I saw you in pain, I would be like, that looks so painful. That fucking sucks. I don't want that.
Yeah, and I was like, why?
That's why we both feel pain. It's like, so we don't. It's crazy. And even they've proven with monkeys, they've been like, look at these animals not want to hurt each other. What?
That's three. You're trying to demonize. I don't know if you're.
Thank you so much.
Yeah, I'm just keeping tally.
You have to follow me around my niece. My niece just, I just shell out money to her.
When you say it?
I have to, every time I swear.
Oh, is that a swear? That's one of the things that you're like, all right, that one should have maybe come back a little bit. There's other ones there. You're like, I'm good.
Damn is a swear.
Damn?
To her, yeah.
What, is she a fucking Mormon? That's crazy.
She's probably a virgin. She's six.
Ew. She's probably a virgin.
I was bummed out. I mean, I was processing. I watched the thing. We were doing a BNN during it. And it was like.
Doing what?
We were doing the podcast with Ian.
Oh.
So we were watching it. And I mean, it was, I think that part of me knew, like, I thought it would be amazing if she won. And I thought it would be like a huge, I thought it would, the sky would open up and something new would happen.
Yeah.
But I also was like, I know how people feel about women. I know how I feel about women.
Like, yeah, I guess. Yeah. I'm like, I like my mom. I had a sister who's a doctor. I love my wife. So I'm like, I don't understand why they're like, these fucking bitches are running amok. It's like, if it wasn't for my mom, I would be homeless. Like, straight up. Like, my, like, if it was all on the pop, like on my dad,
that's why
it would be
women,
a fucking rap.
But that's why, that's what the animosity is.
Why? Because they're strong? I don't understand it.
There was something I read about.
I just don't get it.
Derrida? Derrida wrote about Nietzsche's hatred of
Jacques.
Women. Yeah, Jacques.
Jacques.
And he was like, there's something that women have that men don't, where a woman can look at a man and immediately reduce them to a little boy just because they have this maternalness, where they can just look and be like,
wow.
Even religion or something like that, you can be like, but I know what you really think.
Right.
And men hate that so much. It's like, one time I was dating this guy.
Wow, that's kind of interesting.
Dude, it's one of the best books ever.
And you're like, oh, am I a little
Spurs.
Boy? And then what do you do with that information? You go, all right. I got a big fucking little boy dick, though.
You love my little boy dick.
Yeah, so you're kind of a pedophile.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And
flip it on him.
You, yeah, or just come to terms with it and be like, ah, fuck the woman. She has. I can literally kill her with my hands, but she does know. She does know some shit, you know? But like,
that's a give and take.
It is. There was one time I was dating this guy, and I went like, he was like not an aggressive person,
mm-hmm.
but I remember like knowing that if I did this one thing, it would get physical.
What?
And I, like, he fucked up.
That's a crazy thing to say. He's not a violent person, but if I did one thing wrong, he would
kick the
shit out
of me. There's something
you
can do to get men physical, and it's like a laugh. Like, you can be like, you can do this look and
a
laugh.
A type of man. Don't,
yeah.
You can't say,
okay,
all,
well,
men.
This guy, this,
all right,
guy.
Listen, I can't co-sign on this. Be like, yeah, men.
But women can infuriate men more than men can infuriate men.
Maybe,
a woman laughing at a penis. I didn't laugh at the penis. I was just like, I went like that or something.
That's pretty brutal.
But that, like, a man laughing at a penis is bullying. A woman laughing at a penis is like, she has to die.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
It's like, it's a totally, in. It's a very deep, it's the whole Adam and Eve thing.
What if you tried to make, what if you like, you try to get a laugh out of the penis? Say you put like a top hat on or something. You're like, check the fucking,
they don't,
this
like
shit.
It. I've tried. I've tried pulling over the foreskin into a little hoodie and making it do a little.
And they're just like, what the fuck are you doing?
Stop!
Was my fucking cock?
And I'm like, why does it have a little mouth? Why,
yeah,
does it look like I have a face on it?
She's like, I gotta go.
Yeah, they don't like it. Men don't like to be humiliated by women. They don't mind being humiliated by men.
I don't know. I don't think that's true. I don't think it's like, all right, if a fella was grabbing my dick right now, totally cool. But as soon as a lady does it, killing her.
I think the nightmare is being pantsed in front of a bunch of women.
Yeah, and then some wires get crossed, and then, you know, all of a sudden you start flashing people.
Yeah.
And, you know?
Yeah.
You get those people.
Right, you're trying to train yourself to be okay with it.
Right,
you're
like, I love this.
People.
Actually,
like,
this is sick for me.
This. Yeah. It is.
Put them down.
I don't know if we'll ever. I mean, the only. I was talking to my mom, and I was like, maybe if we had, like, a more, like, a dykier one.
Dykier? Yeah, maybe that would be.
She said the whatever it is of Italy, Prime Minister of Italy.
Maloney.
Hot.
Yeah, that's the thing that I was gonna say that. I'm like, or there's another option.
Yeah,
here. Just
but she's right wing. You can be hot and
right wing. Right wing. Yeah, but some, why is that? Well, I don't understand. Yeah, it's like if you come out with like you're just a busty
because
lady.
Because you believe in women being women in the kitchen.
Right. You're
which
like,
more
well,
men
I know.
Can get behind. But if you're
like, what if you're like a, you can't be like a busty progressive. I'd be like, I don't know. I just think that everyone should have health care. Like, I guess they'd be like, this bimbo.
No, I don't think you can. I think you either have to be OAC.
She's kind of hot. She's a babe.
Yeah. I think you have to be like that, where, but she's kind of like an athlete babe.
Mm.
Yeah. Or you have to be, I think, I don't know if Dyke would work. I'm very curious. I wonder if full Dyke, if LL
I kind of think it may, I think it might. Like, then the guy's like, you know what? She's no bullshit. Like, I don't know. Maybe it's the masculine energy that the other people need to see. You know what I mean? So it's like, there's like a subversion of the female.
I want to see a poll on why people voted for Trump. Like, what that has to exist.
I don't know. I mean,
Tyler Fisher posted.
This guy.
Tyler Fisher posted, and it was actually, I was like, oh, illuminating.
Oh, really? Okay.
Do you know what I mean? Like, because it was so just like blunt. He said, fuck your forced vaccines, fuck your forced diversity hiring, fuck mm-hmm. your high prices, fuck your censorship, fuck your accepted racism mm-hmm. against white people, fuck your surgery and hormones on confused kids.
Okay, there's a lot of stuff there.
Fuck your putting men and women sports, fuck your putting migrants before us. That's why you lost.
Okay.
And I read that and was like, I think he's right. I mean, I don't agree with those things, but I think that's what people think.
Yeah, I mean, I guess if you put that on that's a nice bumper sticker, I guess. I don't know. Yeah.
I think people are so upset.
They don't like being told what to do.
I think the media really has convinced everybody, including it had myself convinced until recently, that we were pushing sex-altering drugs on kids. I had no idea that was like four people it was happening to. Yeah. I thought it was everybody. I was like, oh, all these kids are having it. They got my ass.
No, I know. And it's just like...
And international relations. That's another reason why people voted for Trump, is they were like, well, Biden started a war with Ukraine. It's like, that happened while Biden was the president. If Trump would have had to do the same exact shit.
It just shows you. I just feel like people don't... I think, you know what it is? Because it's not policies. I think people don't want to be told what to do anymore. And also, liberals aren't fun. There's nothing fun about... Like, I was thinking about that the other day. Like, I was at this Halloween... thing at this like block party, and I was like talking to this guy. He has like a Trump flag out front. I didn't see it at first, but we're having this like great conversation. I'm like, it's so easy to talk to Trump supporters. Be like, I like blue, and you're like, you know what? Me too.
Yeah.
I'm a big fan, you know? Yeah. But like, you talk to like liberals, I feel like sometimes they're just like always like trying to like show how smart they are, and they're like, do you know what's going on here? And then this and that, like, and like referencing obscure things, and it's like, if you're not towing the line exactly,
that's such a good point.
Then
with
it's
Red,
like,
you
you're
be
off.
Like,
I'm then
sick.
You're,
I
you're nuts.
I want family. Yeah. I like family. And people are like, you know, that's it.
Yeah,
it's like, with blue,
sports.
You have to be like,
the
Electoral College. Do you understand how that works? And you're like, yes. It's crazy.
I know. And it's just like, it's annoying. It's annoying. Like, I prefer to hang out with Trump people. Like, if we don't talk politics, I'm like, we can talk about sports for like 10 hours, like get into the minutia of it.
Yeah.
And you're like, I love this guy. And then on the other side, they're just like,
and the conspiracy theory is so fun. Also, the way Trump bombed the pandemic, but then it turned into like, all of a sudden he was the fuck the vaccines guy. That was a magic trick. That worked so well for him.
It is.
Incredible.
It is. Yeah. Like, nobody else could do. Like, it is kind of one of those things where you're like, you know, you can only do that.
If
like,
a normal human being did that, we'd be like, you got vaccinated though? And they'd be like, yeah. But Trump was like, don't look at me. And you're like, oh, okay. Like, it's crazy.
Because of like mental, he does have like an ability to shapeshift. It is impressive. But I just, what are you going to do? You know, I guess you just go to work and, you know, just go, hey, you ever notice?
I was talking to French people British people.
Brag.
They were at the cellar and I don't talk to them, but they were in the audience. I was literally being
like,
the most.
You guys are mental. Oh, yeah.
Well, I was being like, oh, yeah. Oh, you British.
Jesus.
And they were like, yeah. And I was like, you think we're a joke? And they were like, totally. And I was like, you think Trump is a joke? And he was like, 100%. Yeah. So it is just like, and we are. I mean.
But this is who we are. Like, I think that's kind of like, you know, it's almost like refreshing to get an answer. You know, you're like, who are we as a country? And you're like, oh, this
WWE
is it.
WWE and fat titties.
This is kind of it. And then Christianity. And just being like, we and Christ.
I don't
fat
know.
Fat titties,
if that's
Christ.
Real.
Oh, it's real or not, it is very important to many people who voted for it.
Really?
100%. They think he's like the second come. They're like, he's he's gonna save us. Like,
he's not religious.
It doesn't. He, of
that man
he's not.
Is the opposite of religious. That man has cheated on his wife. That man.
It
is
doesn't
a
matter. It
That's
doesn't matter.
Crazy.
He doesn't matter.
Imagine if it was a reverend versus him. That would be better. It'd be
and
so
then
much
he,
better.
Trump would be like, I'm more religious than the reverend. People are like, yeah, Yeah, he's like, I'm outside. I'm
out. He looks. They're like, there's something about him. I'm like, yeah, he's painted gold. He's spray painted gold. Is that what you're seeing? They're like, I think the sun does shine on him. I'm like, it's orange.
Yeah,
it's orange paint on his body.
Just something about that gold man. Yeah. He's got to listen to him. I don't know. But yeah, so my wife is just upset. I don't know. I just feel bad, you know. But
she's been upset all day?
Well, she went to work. You know, she woke up. She's very upset. And she's just like, people, you know.
She didn't know this was going to happen? I mean.
I don't know. Then you hope. You know what I mean? You're like, maybe it won't. And then it does. And you're like, fucking God damn it. And it's like, I guess you can only have, you know, you can only have
my
this term.
Friends are voting for Trump. I convinced one of my friends to not vote for Trump, but so many people in my life were like, I'm either not voting or I'm voting for Trump.
You know what it is? It's young white kids. Like, no one fucking talked to them. It's fucking, who talked to them? Joe Rogan, Jordan Peterson, Alex Jones, all these guys talking to them, but no one else on the left side. They were like, oh, we got to listen, diversify the fucking voices. All right, yeah, okay, do that. But also, like, you got to talk to the young white kids.
Yeah.
And they were not. They were not. Nobody was just like, hey, you guys are having a rough time too, huh? And it was like, no, you suck. We hate you. And you're trash. And it's like, you're the reason why things suck. And the guy's like, I'm fucking 16 years old. Your ancestors. You're like, I'm sad. You know, like I hate myself. And but nobody was like talking to them.
Yeah, Biden did do a thing where he was like, I'm going to cut off whatever $10,000 in student loan debt. And that did help him, I think.
Yeah, I mean, sure. But it's just like just one of those things where I just feel like nobody, it was just an oversight where like if you look at the Gen Z kids now, like the men, they're all like fucking Republicans.
Yeah.
Which is just like, it's hard to wrap your head around. We're like, that's kind of counterculture now. Like Trump is counterculture where it's like, yeah, man, he's like against the. He's a fucking billionaire. He's outside of the game. The game really is capitalism, and he's won. Yeah. And everyone's like, but he's outside of the game. He's in the game. He's winning the game, and now he's president.
I think that people want their lives to be different, and I think that electing somebody who looks like what has been in the past was grim. Like, I think people want change and in their own lives. Like, I think people are fucking miserable.
Yeah.
Like, everybody's depressed. Everybody's anxious because of the phones. And half the country is like, I've decided not to work and to become an entrepreneur. The other half of the country is like, I have to work.
Yeah.
And then they're like, okay, we literally, because that's what my friends were saying was like, I just want to shake shit up. And I'm like, how about move out of your parents' house then? You know what I mean? How about get a fucking job? Or how about, I don't know, whatever, leave your girlfriend, whatever it is, but don't shake it up by voting for, you know what I mean? Like, that was their way of being like, furious.
Right. That's the way they show their, you know, resentment. And it's like, that's how they protest. That's their protest.
And now maybe it would, I mean, Trump winning is also like, I mean, as much as I have, there's all of my like trans shit that I've talked about is like the majority of it has come from anger at men transitioning to be women and doing what I feel like is a caricature of a woman. That's where my beef has come from.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. Is that your take? That's how you feel?
That's just in I have a joke about the Matrix, the Wachowski sisters. I have stuff like that. And that now I'm like, okay, so he won. He won multiple times. Mm-hmm. Obviously, there's not a majority that are, you know what I mean?
Right.
Like, this still is a minority. Therefore, it's not a hill to die on. It's a hill to get the fuck off of, you know? You know what I mean? Like, it's not like now it's like the anti-woke has become.
Yeah, that's like mainstream. Like now that's like become like the majority of people are like, we don't want to do this anymore.
I just think as a comedian, you do. Like, I remember when everybody was woke, I was like, I have to be anti-woke. And now everybody's anti-woke. And now I'm like, I have to go back.
Yeah, it's really annoying.
But you do have to keep pivoting against the mainstream. I think that's how I feel.
No, but how lame does that sound to be like, you know, just being a speaking, like just spouting out whatever the person in power is saying. Like, that sucks.
But it is hard because people are like, well, you know, because I was like pivoting and I was like, okay, now it's time to go back to this side of the teeter-totter and this back. But then by the time I had walked back, everybody was like, no, we like it here. And I'm like, no, you guys have to like come back a little bit. You can't just stay over there.
But am I crazy? Or does it feel like it's like it's shifting so fast now? Like, I feel like it used to take like a long time, or maybe just time's going faster in my mind. But I do feel like the levers are changing very quickly now. But like when we like remember we like when we first start like when we first started doing stand up, like especially in Brooklyn, it was all that like, you know, whatever, woke stuff, whatever you want to call it. Just very sensitive.
Rape is bad. There's a lot of rape.
That's like a,
it was a lot of girls being like, I was raped. Remember?
Right.
When we came up, it was
yes.
like that.
Yeah. Well, you know, why that is, I don't know. I wasn't around. I'd left the city. I had a girlfriend. You can't incriminate me.
Now you sound really
guilty. In the court of law.
I wasn't there. I have three alibis.
I don't even like rape.
I think it was because it was cool to talk about rape. I think at first it was like, don't talk about rape. And then it was like, it's cool to talk about rape.
Yeah.
And then it was like, now it's really uncool to keep talking about rape, which is the pivot thing we talked about.
Yeah, I just, yeah, I don't know. And now, but then it's like, it's everything's become so like fractured. It's kind of, it is an interesting, it does feel very new. It does feel very new.
We sound like our parents.
I don't think so.
I guess my mom says this is more fractured than ever, but I remember when it was Gore versus
Bush. Not like that. I mean, in comedy specifically. I don't mean in the world, because some people are like, oh, this is the most tumultuous time. It's like, first of all, 60s. I mean, you got fucking presidents being shot, and you got the brothers of presidents being shot. You got Martin Luther King being shot. Malcolm, like, I think the 60s is probably the most tumultuous time.
Yeah.
Where it's like you have the Black Panther Party, and you have, you know, the
it kind of feels like the 60s a bit. I mean, I wasn't there. But BLM.
I have no standing. However, I would like to say this feels identical to.
I would like it. That makes me happy to think of it like
right.
the 60s.
Yeah. But I don't think it is. But I'm just saying, like in comedy, though, like it's, I feel like it feels very fractured right now, where it's like you can be like, you know, the Austin right wing sort of, we say crazy shit. And you're like, okay.
Well, now it just feels like it's a wave of digital stuff that people just ride. It's just digital. Everything is digital. All thoughts are digital. So, and people are just riding this wave of like.
I try to be optimistic about that too. Because like, you know, people are like, oh, people like, you know, like I know teachers are like, oh, these kids' reading comprehension's terrible. And their ability to make arguments has definitely suffered. And you're like, is that just being older? Or like, is this actually like happening?
Where yeah. Totally. I mean, they're all.
I get. I mean, but that sucks.
The amount of time I spend in my phone. I mean, it's crazy. It's totally inappropriate. And the thing about a depressed kid, I would have never left my phone, and I would have totally,
yeah,
I would have become a complete, cut my tits off, full trans. I would have been, you know what I mean? Like, or I would have become a libertarian with a gun or something like that. Like I would have followed whatever the wave it told me to, because I was looking for a place to go so much and I had no
really?
Idea what to do.
You really think so?
I was so lost. Like I was like, you know, when I was like going in the punk wave or whatever it was.
Right. I don't know. It is interesting to think about. Or like, I'd like to think that I wouldn't be affected by it. But if I'm a young man, like I wasn't getting like in high school, nothing was happening for me. So it's like if other people, like, you know, there's a group.
Like, if it was the burnt CD, somebody giving me a burnt CD would change my entire identity.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Then like for sure me finding a group online that's like, remember Zanga? I mean, I remember all my friends all of a sudden becoming anorexic because they found like the Anna Zanga, which is like taught you how to be anorexic, and all of a sudden this happened. But I also think like there is something to be said that there only is so long that you can the white people punishment, the like you are bad, that only you can only do that so long.
Yeah, it's like I don't think that message. I think this election now, it's like I think it's time to pivot from maybe doing that.
Yeah.
I feel like it's not really bringing people in.
It's not working. I mean, it doesn't. It's there's something about saying like your entire history is wrong that creates a paradox in people that they're just like, I literally have nothing. I can't do anything. I wasn't here. Yeah, and they're like, do something. You're like, bro, I can't. I just have to wake up every day in this society just like you.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I think that created a huge rupture in people where they were like,
right, because like, I guess from their perspective, they're supposed to be imbued with something, and it's like I don't feel like I'm like, you know, dude, like I'm not imbued with anything. I go to work and I whip, you know, my knees are shot from fucking plumbing all day and this and that, and they're like, yeah, but you're a fucking lucky guy, and you're like,
and same
I'm
with
dying.
The woman versus men thing. Same with the like men are, it's men versus women and men are bad. You can't say. I mean, it's all like being like Geminis are like this. It's like however you're born is how you're born. You cannot condemn somebody for what they have become. You would have become the same thing if you had lived every day in their life. It's
crazy. The man woman thing though. It's every kind of, just like the guys. So I have like this group chat, like a handball group, and they're like, God damn it, you guys fucking hate ladies. Like I just don't. I'm just like. I know it's, I don't know if it sounds weird to say, but like, I just don't get, like, I can't understand, like, why, but like, why? Like, I don't get it. Is it because, but they have wives. They have, so there's not even like an incel-y, sort of like, oh, they don't have sex with me, and I'm like this, you know, disgusted creature who has to live alone. Therefore,
what do they say, or what type of?
Just it's just sort of like, you know, fucking, you know, bitches, and like they think they're gonna run this shit, and it's like,
oh my,
where
God.
Is this? Yeah, I'm, but I'm Handball? Telling. That's what the people like, the Latinos are voting. This is a huge surprise. I'm like, not for me. You know, I know what's going. I got friends.
That's always been the fear, that women would take control.
Of what? I don't know. I mean, get
that's
it.
That's just like,
I guess because I come from a household where my mom was in control, and I'm like, things that we liked it. It was good stuff.
And wouldn't it be nice for men not to have control for a second, so you guys could do some stuff you like to do? Why
I
do
like
you guys,
to. I'm chilling out.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, I'm chilling.
It's also like, yeah, maybe it's an ingrained desire for that. Like, so many men I know are with women who are like, they just take care of them and like feed them. That maybe there is a feeling of like, no, they're not doing that.
Not
uh-uh.
Every, yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
I mean, so many women I know are like,
they know, they raise their men.
Yeah, which is disgusting and not acceptable. But it's also women do like doing that. I like when people are hungry, because I will find myself being like, you're hungry? I'll make you oatmeal. That's all I know how to make, but I'll make it for you. And then feeding a grown man something I made and having a hungry man eat it fills me with something that is not okay. I mean, it's good, right. But I'm like, this is crazy and biological.
Yeah, yeah.
And them and the begrudging, there's never a look of me like, thank you so much for this. It's always like, here's my plate. It's like,
oh,
there's some hatred towards me for being able to do that.
I kind of feel like that's funny. Maybe you're picking wrong.
Listen,
a little bit. I don't mean to just kind of feel like the stories that I've heard just in these last 30 minutes or so of just the men you talk to. It's like, well, if I say something wrong, he's going to flip out. When I give him oatmeal, he doesn't say thank
but
you.
But I'm describing like blue collar dudes who are,
I know, blue collar. Okay, yeah.
They're
right.
They're not saying thank you so much, this is good. They're being like,
if whatever you say. But yeah, I mean, if that's what you need
we
to think.
We all know I have a bad. We all know I choose the wrong dudes.
Okay, all right.
But I will say,
right.
Women will be like, oh my God, let me wash the dish. That was so nice of you to do. Men don't like it. They don't like to be provided for by a woman. They don't like that it feels good to be provided for by a woman.
Okay.
The whatever. Best thing that all could right. happen is for men to
why
be like.
Why are you yelling? You're sorry, screaming you're like right. a maniac. You're getting hysterical.
Listen, I need my pillow.
Yeah, get the pillow.
I just think it would be good if men were like, we like that shit.
We like to be cared for. Or we like to feel infantilized.
Not infantilized, but like, we like to be cared for by a strong woman. Like, there's something masculine about being cared for by a strong woman.
I don't know. I guess.
Where did that go? Wasn't that there around for a while? I feel like my mom was like, that's how it was. Like, men always wanted like the stocky, strong, cool girl. And I was like,
I don't think that's,
are you just describing yourself?
Yeah, I don't think that's necessarily true.
That was never the case. It's just always been like this.
I don't know. It's always been like that. I mean, it always changes. That's what I understand too about like people like, oh, like the gender bending, like men or women, this is all new. It's like, go back to ancient Greece. They're lopping off guys' dicks so they don't have to like, they don't have to hit puberty and be like more or less female for the rest of their lives. And he's like, buddy, this has been going on for a while. It's going on for 2,000 years.
I know, I was talking to my good friend today who's very lucid, and he was like, I'm into this girl. And I was like, what do you like about her? And he's like, she's just my type. And I was like, what's that? And he was like, just small, like quiet, cute. And I was like, I need other description.
Right.
You know, and he's like, I don't know. It's just like,
mousy.
Yeah. It was just like, oh, yeah, that is it. I don't know. It must feel good as a man to be like, I have this little thing or something.
Yeah, I don't know.
I don't know.
I don't have a little thing.
Yeah.
I don't have a little
you don't
thing.
Have a little thing.
No, she's got the.
But all my friends, that is what they want. It's like a little thing that views them as
a big boy.
A big boy, but also like, outrageous. Like, there's something about that. Like, they'll be like, oh my God, he's so outrageous. And they're like,
it's the worst though. Like, it's so pedestrian. Is then they do an outrageous thing and they're like, they put like a cup on their head.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
What? Everyone's like, this guy needs to be in a mental hospital. He's literally insane.
I know. I have a joke that I'm like,
you know,
people always are like, you're gonna love this guy, he's funny. And then I always see him and it's like either the loud guy or the fat guy.
Yeah,
and you're like, see, I'm like, what?
He's like, what's up, tits? You're wow, okay, he is crazy. Mm-hmm. He just says anything.
It's very odd. I mean, I guess it just comes down to, I mean, I know that latent misogyny is always going to be there, but
I think people in general just make me sick. I think that's what it comes down to. Let's just get down the brass tacks.
Well,
you know
New York
I mean?
Is also hard. I mean, you go to other places and it isn't like this.
Yeah, but I live in Staten Island, so it's like I'm not just getting like the fucking Manhattan shit. I'm getting also the mouth breathers out there just being like, let me tell you, because I was at the gym. I was at this Crunch Fitness brag, okay? And I was working out and getting huge. Oops. And sorry. sorry, I'm huge, okay? My bad, dude. Getting tremendous. And this guy was just like, fuck it, bro, you got to do whatever you can do to get ahead. And honestly, you know, like all these like platitudes. And he owns like a it's like a Models. You know what I mean? Like it's like,
yeah.
He's like speaking as if like he's like Sun Tzu. And it's like you sell sports equipment to children. And he's just like, you got to divide and conquer. All right. You got to be smart, but also a little dumb. You're like,
but that's the thing that. The narrative thing is also what Derrida talked about, is that women can disrupt the narrative that men have going about themselves. Like they can be.
Well,
like,
why just women though? Can't men disrupt the narrative of another man?
It's
or his argument was that it's something innate within females.
It's like women have the capacity to be like, okay, men will be like, I'm a big guy, and then the guy goes, I'm also a big guy, and he goes, oh, I'm a strong guy, and then the girl go in and goes, you just are little boys, and they're like, stop. Like that's kind of how it works, where it's like if you're broing out with your boys and a woman walks in,
oh,
the woman
they,
will be
she
like, why are you guys code
it.
Switching and talking like black guys?
Well, first of all, come on, Jack. But I do get that look from my wife sometimes that she resents how easily entertained I am as a man.
Yeah.
Like, I think it she gets pissed off. It's like, me and my friend, like, say if there's, like, a balloon, and then you just, like, you think you can keep the balloon up longer than me? And that's the day.
Yeah.
Like, and then we could spend, I can literally spend probably, like, an hour and a half, and, like, just playing and make a game out of it. And I just see my wife looking at it, like, she's like, I'm fucking a dog. Do you know what I mean? Like, and it's, like, a literal dog.
But
and she resents how.
But the around your narrative has also been. Like the lucidity around both of our narratives where it's like, I know what's really going on has been the cause of like severe depression.
I think, do you feel like depression? I feel like depression tells me the truth. Like
that's people, what I'm saying.
Yeah, I think it does.
I'm saying like,
I think you're right.
Me being like, I'm going to go get a master's because I'm worried because it's highly likely comedy won't work out. Or you being like, what the fuck is going on with comedy has like us being lucid to the honest narrative.
Yeah.
Does. So people are evading
like
feeling bad.
Like I've never been so depressed. It was like when you like, you know, those depressive thoughts you get. I've never been so depressed. I'm like, I don't think I'm tall. I'm like, no, you're tall. Like, you know what I mean? Like, it's not like that. No, it's like, you know, the truth is like, it's not great. I know it is a surreal thing, but do you still feel that way about comedy? You still feel like it can like at any given time?
I mean, I feel like at any given time, but I also know that at every juncture I've been fine. Like even when things have felt bad, I've felt fine. And I also know that like, I have a little bit of the no free will thing where it's like,
really?
Yeah,
determinism. You're like, hey, I'm just on the ride, baby.
If I get kicked out, then I'll write a book and I'll live in the woods in my little house with multiple dogs.
I feel that way too sometimes. Oh my God. So my brother, I don't know why I just thought about this, but you just said living in the woods. And my brother's like, he broke up with his girlfriend. And like 3 days later, he's like asking a girl out. I'm like, that blows my fucking.
That's not lucidity. Yeah.
But it blows my mind though. Yeah. Like, I'm just like, I can't imagine getting a divorce from my wife and 3 days later is being like, so you want to like kick it sometime? I'd be like, I'm going away for a while.
Yeah.
Like, I don't want to be around. I don't want to.
But that is why we are so, that is why the aggression. I mean, because both you and I have done the thing where we're like, I fucking hate everybody. This fucking sucks. This is all.
Yes.
And that is because it's like, I have like had swaths of time in my life where I'm like, I feel like nobody is acknowledging what's going on and it's freaking me the fuck out.
I know. I hate that feeling of like unreal. Oh man. Especially if you like hang out with friends you haven't seen in a little while and like you're there.
Yeah.
And you're like, wait a minute. Like what's like it's like a slight shift, but you're just like, you feel like you're million of miles away.
It's
like,
so
I have
alienating.
Nothing in common with you. Like, and then you start thinking, is it just geography? Like your closeness? Is that really what it is? Is it basically, are the people who are closer to you, that means that you're going to be closer to, you know, emotionally?
It's or somebody like, breaks down in front of you and they're like, yeah, I'm just not really, my job really sucks. I'm not really happy in it. I feel like my boyfriend is like a piece of shit. But anyway, it's okay. And I'm like, right, whatever you're doing right there, where you're like, anyway, but it's totally fine. Everything, it's just life. I'm like, that whole thing just puts such a huge gap between us. But it is, it's like a coping mechanism that.
Yeah, I don't know. Because then I'm like, I don't want to be me. Like, I understand. Like, it's a weird revulsion where you're like, ugh, like disgusted by people. But then you're also like, I don't, like, this isn't better. I'm not like,
yeah,
I'm the shit. You guys suck. It's like, this is all.
It's all bad.
No bueno. Yeah.
It's all bad. I mean, I think that the lucidity thing, I'm grateful to have it because I also think it allows you to see things. Like, it allows me to see things on an even plane. So, like, when I'm feeling bad, I'm like, this is the feeling of what feeling bad feels like. And when I'm feeling good, I'm like, this is what good feels like, as opposed to being like, bad means this whole thing is going.
It was like, this is this disassociate. Like, that's all you're doing is like disassociating. Yeah. You're not experiencing good. You're like, this is the feeling of good. So that means that there's like there's a distance between you. So you're not actually feeling good. You're like, you're acknowledging that there's a feeling of good, but there's a barrier.
Do you think they're really feeling good?
Yeah, I do. I think people, that's why I get envious of like the stupid people. Because like I do, but like Dostoevsky, was he's like, they're like, he's basically said, like, if there's a crime and punishment, he's like, well, I'm a mouse, I'm not a man. And like a man acts. And like, it's just like, people are better at acting, like, you know, they're more, I don't know, in tune. I think they live more naturally.
Yeah,
but it doesn't lend itself to like being bright and being like, you know, being able to discuss complicated issues, you know. Just, you're just a moron,
right?
But you live, you know, you're like, I'm hungry, I'll eat, I'm say, I'm horny, like, you know, it's very like, I don't know,
linear.
Yeah. There's not like it, but why, what's my motivation? You're like, but I'm fucking, I want meat. And you're like,
wasn't it sick when you, oh, we have to go, but wasn't it sick when you discovered, when I went to college and I could not find a major and then I started studying philosophy, I was like, oh my God. I can live.
I know.
I thought I would be in like environmental studies class and they'd be like, do this equation to find, and I'd be like, can you tell me what the equation means? They'd be like, it's the equation to find the tree mass. And I'd be like, but what do the numbers mean? And they'd be like, no.
Yeah.
And then I found philosophy and I was like, oh, let's ride. Yeah, I know. It was so good.
And you just delve. And then you get to a point where you're like, is philosophy just history? You know what I mean? You're just sort of like, all right, well, okay. And then you talk to the professors at the end. They're like, and they're like, wow, you graduated. And like, and then they're like, no, well, now what do I do? And they're just like,
I'm so sorry.
So I shouldn't have.
I'm so sorry.
I kind of feel like I was taken advantage of. I was like, what the fuck? There's nothing here. They're like, well, you could go to be a lawyer. I'm like, I don't want to be a lawyer.
I used to have some bit about that where they would teach you the philosophy of that, where they'd be like, they'd be like, that college is just enslaving you into the labor force. And you'd be like, what did you say? And they'd be like, I'm so sorry. You know,
they got me.
Yeah.
They got me too.
But it did save my life. As much as it wasted my money and I was blacked out most of it, it did. I mean,
I think so too.
It did save. It was, I was.
It scratched an itch that like,
yeah,
you're like, oh, finally we get, I, you know, you can put words to the feelings that you have and you can kind of discuss these things.
And watch people like Kant or something just be like, I'm just going to organize everything. And you're like, no, you're not. But not, I love that you're trying because I feel this too. He's like, there's this way of thinking and this way.
And he never left the little town in Prussia. And you're just like, yeah, like that's, and then like, that's like every philosopher is a complete freak. Like Kierkegaard, you know what I mean? He's got like a hump on his back. He's talking about love of God. You're like, yeah, you got it, buddy. You got to talk about the love of God. You know?
Yeah. He had a lump on his back?
Yeah, he was a hunchback. Kierkegaard was just, you know, talking about, you know, Christian faith, and he just got a big old fucking.
Yeah, none of them were babes.
And then Karl Marx, too. I was like reading about Karl Marx and how like he smelled of whitefish and like oil. And it's like,
my God.
You're like, yeah, dude, I would want. I'd be like, yeah, we should share everything, too, if I was a fat monster.
Everybody's friends. Yeah. Everybody's my friend.
Yeah, you have to.
we all hang out.
Legally. It's against the law to say you can't hang out because you smell like whitefish. I don't know where I'm coming up with this, but I just kind of feel like it's a good
idea.
It's a good rule.
Nietzsche, too, his like apprentice fucked his girlfriend or whatever, and he was like, women are now bad in all my books. It's crazy.
It's good.
It's like you read it and you're like, oh my God, I know this. I'm watching this person go through the same exact struggle as I am.
Yeah, and they do it in a way, and it's like, yeah, I'm not smart at all. That's what sucks, I think, being at a, like, our intelligence. I don't mean to bring you in my world, but it sucks about being my intelligence. Like, you're just smart enough to know how dumb other people are and also how dumb you are and how much smarter other people. Yeah. So you're like, you're in no man's land. You're not like with the smart guys being like, ah, look at these fools. You're just sort of like.
And you know what that is?
I got nobody.
A comedian.
A comedian. Yeah, I guess so.
All right, we have to go. These guys have to go home.
All right.
This is Peter Ravello. He's on the road. Check him out. Your Instagram handle is?
@PeterRavello. That's it.
His videos got me through a lot.
Yeah, I gotta get back on that.
So funny.
Gotta get back on the making
of
vids.
You're crushing at the Cellar.
I'm having a good time.
People are coming up to me and be like, "Who the fuck?"
Yeah, I speak truth to power, man.
It's so nice to see
bitches.
All right, check him out. Thanks,
thank you for
guys.
Having me.
Yeah.
Bye.